With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Major changes to the Companies Act come into force on New Year's Day. The updated law modernizes corporate rules aimed at keeping Cayman competitive as a global financial center. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the changes are part of future-proofing the economy.
The Amendment Act enables our corporate framework to remain agile, cutting edge, while aligned with international standards.
He says overseas companies will find it easier to move their registrations to Cayman thanks to expanded provisions that remove existing procedural hurdles. You can read the full law online at gov.ky/publications. A 21-year-old is behind bars after a police chase in West Bay on Wednesday. Officers on patrol spotted the man riding an illegal dirt bike in the Bosun Bay area. When they tried to stop him, he took off. Police later caught up with him off Town Hall Road. He's now facing several charges, including robbery, theft, assault, and drug-related offenses. In other police news, a man recently listed as wanted by police has been arrested. 20-year-old Patrick Campbell was picked up Thursday morning in West Bay on suspicion of robbery, theft, and drug offenses. A 62-year-old is sentenced in grand court for rape and indecent assault. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks has this report.
Selvin Bailey will serve 14 years and 8 months in prison after being found guilty of raping a then 16-year-old girl and committing 2 counts of indecent assault. The unanimous guilty verdict was delivered in July, with sentencing taking place on Thursday afternoon. The court considered Bailey's previous clean record and a social inquiry report that assessed him as a low risk of reoffending. However, the judge emphasized the lasting trauma suffered by the victim, who continues to undergo therapy treatment. Bailey received 14 years and 8 months for rape, 6 years for count 2 of indecent assault, and an additional 2 years for count 3 of the other indecent assault charge. The sentences will run concurrently under the principle of totality. In addition, Mr. Bailey will be subject to a sexual harm prevention order for 20 years, restricting contact with minors except in lawful daily circumstances. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And it's a sit-down with two young Caymanians fresh from global climate talks in Brazil, where they pushed for small islands like Cayman to be heard in climate negotiations. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Cayman's National Trust hosted a climate talk this week where they heard from Amber Ebanks and Soleil Parkinson on this year's United Nations Climate Change Conference, or Conference of the Parties, COP30. The youth shared lessons from their experience, with Ebanks stressing that to get the public to care, the conversation needs to move out of the lab and into the streets.
We tend to talk about things with a white coat on. Very sciencey. There's a lot of big terms that people don't understand. But when you break it apart into several different aspects, such as culture, health, and the economy, people tend to understand that.
Organizers say the session is start of a wider community conversation on climate and heritage. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. European Union leaders have reached a deal to lend Ukraine more than $100 billion after they failed to agree on using frozen Russian assets to finance the funds. President Zelensky said the loan would strengthen Ukraine's resilience. President Putin has said Russia is ready to end the conflict in Ukraine, but he offered no sign of compromise. He was speaking at the start of his annual phone-in. The interim government of Bangladesh has called for calm after rioting broke out in several cities. The latest protests started after news spread of the death of a young politician who was shot a week ago. The US Homeland Security Secretary is suspending the visa lottery scheme that allowed the perpetrator of the Brown University shootings to live in America. Kristi Noem said Claudio Neves Valenti, a former student from Portugal, should never have been allowed in. Thailand has continued to strike targets along its border with Cambodia, some of which it says are linked to cyber-scamming operations. The Thai Prime Minister said he would, as he put it, take care of fronts for fraud. Sudan's military-led government has begun relocating its ministries from Port Sudan back to Khartoum, with full government operations planned by early next year. The Ministry of Tourism and Culture is the latest to move. The French Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, has said Parliament will not vote on the 2026 budget before the end of the year. He said MPs had failed to reach a compromise on the bill. BBC News.